Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2511-341-0026-4777.
4777. All right, let's see what we got here.
You said your name is Tasha?
No, Hashem.
Hashem.
H-A-S-H-E-M, yeah. M as in mother at the end there.
Got it.
Alrighty. And are you calling from Meta Marketing?
I am.
Excellent. And am I speaking with Nick today?
Nick? You know, you're speaking with Eric.
Eric, sorry. Excellent. Alright, I'm just going to confirm some of the information that I have on file here for you and answer any questions. Are you still at 800 Compton Road, Suite 13, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45231?
Yes.
Excellent. And what's a good phone number for you here in case we get disconnected?
513-531-0300.
Excellent. And do you have a good email address you can be reached at?
erik.n@meta-marketing.com.
meta-marketing.com. So you said Eric.m, M as in mother, correct?
No, N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy, okay.
And Eric's with a K.
Eric's with a K, got it. At meta-marketing.com. Perfect. And do you have a website, Eric?
Yeah, meta-marketing. It's www.meta-marketing.com.
Okay, nice and simple. And what's the structure of your business?
We're an S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. All right. I mean, we've got, you know, many different programs depending on what your specific needs really are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here today?
I'd like to consolidate some loans that I have that are higher interest.
Absolutely.
And provide a little working capital as a cushion if I need it.
Excellent. So what's the total amount that we're shooting for here?
I haven't taken all the things and put them together, but if I could get something in the range of 50 to 70, then that would allow me to do both.
50 to 70, okay.
Okay, how's
it going, Jose? Gotcha. And what are we going to be using this money for besides the consolidation for the loans there?
Jose, can you hear me okay?
Operating costs, if
okay,
I need it.
Right, okay. So you just want to have some money on hand.
Good, man.
For your day-to-day operations?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And what kind of return are you expecting on this? If you were to get this $50,000 to $70,000, consolidate those loans and have that operating cost money, are you going to look at, you know, increasing some sales? Are you going to look at, you know, getting more customers?
All the above.
Yeah. Do you have some sort of possible projections, maybe?
Well, we've got a number of deals that are supposed to happen in January, and we had a number of projects end recently.
Right.
And so we're looking for a cushion that helps us get to January, and also we've got some loans that are some credit card loans that, if the interest is decent, then we'll use it to pay down those as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're looking for...
Actually, the majority would go to pay down the loans.
Okay. So that's our main focus today, is to consolidate your loans.
It is.
Okay.
I have one where it's, I don't know, several that are in the teens.
Yeah. All right, perfect. We'll get to those in a little bit. So when were you really looking to do this by, just as soon as possible?
In the short term, yes.
Okay, cool. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle, you'd say?
No, I'm better than good.
Okay, great.
Our credit score is in the low to middle 700s.
Oh, wow, very nice.
What's that considered?
That is actually considered pretty good because the national average is around 690, 680.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the last I looked, it was either 620 or 640 something.
Okay.
I mean, we don't miss payments.
Right.
We're good. We're good.
Okay. Excellent. What kind of work do you guys actually do? I understand it's kind of a marketing company, but what type of marketing is it?
Actually, we don't do marketing.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, if you look at our website, it's just in our name. We've been around for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And when we started out, we did marketing for about 2 years.
Right.
And then we realized that our calling was on the sales side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a sales support firm that supports companies that sell things that are hard to sell. And so our clients are commercial software companies, companies that do management consulting, and manufacturers.
Right.
So those are the three markets that we sell into. And we work with clients that are in.
Right.
And anyway, what we do is we do the front end of the sales process for them.
Oh, okay, I see. Front end of sales process. And so you guys kind of do the sales for them, or?
No, we don't close deals. We build the sales pipeline for them.
Oh, okay, I see.
And then we also do consulting on how to do that. If they have their own internal operation, usually they don't do it well. And we've been doing it a long time, and we've perfected our approach. So we will help them come up the curve on how to do it more effectively.
No kidding. How long, you said you've been doing this for about 25 years now?
Not the consulting piece. The consulting piece is within the last 10 years, but
okay.
We've been doing sales prospecting piece since about 1994.
That's when you first opened up the business?
No, in 92 we opened and we were a marketing firm. And then, okay. I mean, this goes way back before email and voicemail and all this
stuff.
And people were, bought and sold differently back then. And we had clients that didn't want, we do these marketing programs and we'd identify all these opportunities and then we found out our clients didn't want to follow up on them. So we'd say, if you're going to do it, we're going to do it. And so thus we started realizing we had to make calls. And so that kind of shaped us into doing that for other people. We became very good at it.
Very nice. How did you yourself get into the industry?
I was always interested in selling, and mm-hmm. I'm technical, and so I was a management consultant for Deloitte for a while, and I came from manufacturing and worked in the software industry. So those are all the industries that we support.
All to good use.
Yeah, yeah.
You took all that experience.
Well, I'm comfortable. Yeah.
Very
exactly.
Nice. And put together your own company. Are you the 100% owner of the company?
Yes.
Very nice.
But I have employees.
Okay. Very nice. How many employees do you have?
I have two people that are on the phone, and mm-hmm. I have a financial guy that is part-time.
Very nice.
Myself.
Wow. Have you guys been growing year over year, or has it been pretty stable?
It hasn't been that good. Mm-hmm. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem.
Real quick, just a second.
Take your time.
Well, the hell with them. they hung up on me. Okay, you asked, I'm sorry, how long, what?
No, I was just asking about the ownership and how many employees that you had, and I was asking about sales year over year, and you were telling me you guys are pretty stable.
We're stable, but we have been very big.
Okay, good.
At one point, I had 35 employees.
Oh, wow!
Before the bust and the web bust back in 2000.
Right.
We couldn't grow fast enough back then.
Oh, man.
So we've kind of shriveled down, and now we're coming back. I took a year off to run for the House of Representatives in Ohio.
Oh, okay, wow.
And that was hard on us, but I felt motivated to do it, and the party was behind me, and
right.
So I decided to do it. It's like a one-time thing in your life where
yeah.
you have something plop in your lap.
Right.
So that happened, and then I had a key employee. One of my two callers passed away in April.
No kidding.
And he'd been with me for 10 years, and he could do
wow.
anything. And so without him, I had to find someone else.
Right.
And so I've gone through a bunch of employees since April, and I now have two people that are superb.
Yeah.
And I'm, though it cost me a hell of a lot of money.
Right, I'm sure it did.
To go to find, you know, because salespeople, you know, they interview well, but you don't know how well they're going to do until you actually get them on the phone or doing whatever. And
right.
so that's, so there's a cost of hiring people.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. And for your sales for the company, how do you guys typically do? How'd you do last year?
I don't know. My income was over 60, but that's after all costs and everything. So,
oh, okay.
I don't have. Let me look. I actually
sure.
think I might have. Just a second.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
You know where you look in the return for this?
Usually it's on, I believe, the first page.
Well, that's for individual. I'm looking. You asked me what the gross of my company was.
Right.
It's different. That's not individual. That's not individual.
Let's see. I actually have a tax return over here.
If you don't mind, pass along the message. I would greatly appreciate it. Pull
it up.
Because I've got... looking for my gross here.
I think it's just the number one, the very first thing. Is this your business return, right?
Well, I do... I'm an S-Corp, and so I do some kind of K return.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just see if I can find it here. Supplemental
sure.
E. There. E. Oh, here we go. Looks like 100 and. No, that's not it. These are good questions. I've got my accounting guy. That's why I have one of these. I hate doing this stuff.
Right. No, trust me. I know all the business owners that I speak to after this phone call. I usually end up handling it with their accountants or with their office managers or whatnot. They only give me that initial phone call, let me know what they're looking for, and from there all the paperwork goes with someone else, typically.
Yeah. This actually, everything that's here looks like it's all personal.
Oh, really?
And doesn't show.
Well, do you have some sort of like ballpark of what it was, maybe?
Well, it's over 100,000, but I couldn't tell you if it's 120 or 180 or 200 or.
Right.
There's nothing in this folder. This folder is all about mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it might have the company stuff in it, but it doesn't.
Right.
So that's a question for Chris. So you want to know what my gross was last year?
Yeah, what your gross was last year, and how what you're on track for this year, so we can kind of take a look at the, you know, the difference, and if you guys are going up or down.
Well, we're going down.
Right.
I think. Not sure. But we're not, you know, we're not going up that much.
Right.
But we expect to in January.
Okay, good. Since you guys got the new deals
coming in January.
Okay, great.
So what else do you need to know?
So, let's see. Have you already kind of taken a look into financing, or are you just kind of getting started right now?
Well, I'm getting started, but I've been collecting these things I get in the mail and faxed and everything, and I'm finding there are different kinds of funding available.
Correct.
Real short-term stuff.
Correct.
Things, I guess, where it's just like another loan kind of thing, consolidation thing.
Right.
And then you seem to fall in the middle.
Right. So, because what we do is working capital and equipment financing, and I mean, based on what you've been telling me today, it definitely falls into the working capital category. And the way it works for us is it's an unsecured cash loan, and typically we can get you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, which is why I was kind of curious of what it was. But when we're consolidating loans, of course, there's always exceptions of the amounts that we can give you. So I was kind of curious as to what your sales looked like. If you were to ballpark it, what would you say?
Oh, 120, 130.
120, okay. And you'd say it's about the same for...
So that would tell me that you wouldn't be able to get close to 50.
To the 50 to 70?
Like 13 to 15 grand.
Well, that's just based on the working capital program, one of them. There are multiple, because the thing is with us is we're not going to take a look at just the credit. We're going to take a look at the overall health of the business, and we take a look at the bank statements. If you have positive bank statements, you know, you're paying on time and things like that, they're able to work out different programs for you. So when we present it to you, there's not usually going to be one option on the table with a take it or leave it. Usually we're going to give you different terms, different rates, and different amounts. A lot of the times, what we like to do, and of course it's all always up to you, is we can approve you for the largest amount possible, and then from there, it kind of works like a line of credit, where we have the full approval, and then say we approved you for 50, 75, 100, whatever it is, and you only want 30 or 40 at that time, you take out the 30 or 40. You pay the interest on the 30 or 40, and then when you're done with that, you still have the remaining amount that you were approved for you to use afterwards.
Okay.
And so why don't we do this? Why don't you tell me a little bit about the loans that you're trying to consolidate right now? How many of them? Where are they from? Their balances?
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have a list in front of me, but I can tell you what I remember. We have
sure.
a Chase loan.
Mm-hmm.
That I think I owe about 13 grand on, and I think it's about a 14% interest loan.
Okay.
And I'd love to pay that off.
Sure. And what's the
bank? Go ahead.
What's the payment that you're making on that Chase loan?
Probably about $100 more than the interest amount. So it may be $350, $400 a month.
Okay.
This is all from memory.
Yeah, we're just ballparking.
I don't write the checks, I just sign them.
Right. All right, so that's the Chase one. We said a balance of about 13 and 350 to 400 a month, okay?
Yes.
What else you got?
I have a U.S. bank loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a it's kind of a credit card kind of thing. And it's I owe about 18 grand on that.
Okay.
And I think the interest is up around 18. So you can tell I'm hurting there.
Right. Yeah.
And I think I'm paying 130 to, I mean, I think the interest is about 130 to 150 a month, and we're paying
uh-huh.
$100 more than that.
130 to 150, but you're choosing to pay like 230 to 250.
I believe so.
Okay.
And then we have Amex, and but we don't owe, you know, we might owe 3 to 5 grand on that, and we're paying 500 a month on that.
Okay.
And but I'm not sure that I would pay that one down because that's a halfway decent interest rate.
Okay.
And I'm sure I have some others that are, you know, 11% or 9% or whatever.
Right.
If it made sense, I would pay them down or pay
right.
them
right. Okay. All right. So you have the Chase, the U.S. Bank, the Amex, and then you said there's a couple other ones as well?
Yes. Yes. But okay. They're lower interest rate.
Okay, so you want to hang on to those?
Not sure. It depends on where you guys come in.
Right. Okay.
You know, if you're less, then I'll pay
switch
that
it over.
And,
yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see here. 3K, 5K, 500 a month. Okay. Based on everything you tell me, it's definitely under the working capital program. So we're looking for shooting for around $50,000 to $70,000. You want a net sum on top in order to use it for other operating costs. You said your business is gonna boost, your sales are gonna increase. We're trying to do it as soon as possible or sometime short term here. Credit's pretty solid. Sales, we said, did we agree that it was around 120, you said?
Last year,
okay.
Last year. This year, I don't know. You know, it could be 80 this year.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so, but it is less, right?
It is, well, I wouldn't swear by it, but
yeah.
My guess would be it is.
Yeah, okay. I'll just make that note here. Perfect.
And I'll find that out when Chris comes in.
Okay, perfect. And you are the 100% owner, and you told me about these loans that you have with Chase, U.S. Bank, and Amex. What kind of loan is it that you have with Chase? Is it just like an SBA loan?
Credit card.
Oh, okay, it's a credit card.
Credit card.
Are these all credit cards?
The one is called Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a credit card because they give you a credit card with it.
Right.
But you can write checks against it as well. It's not a. It's. It's a. It's like a credit card.
Yeah. So it's like a credit card, and you can do checks on it.
Well, but they send you these special deals where they say if you need cash, you can write a check. It's normally a credit card.
Okay, so
you know, you get those with a lot of credit cards. They'll send you like 3 checks, and they say if you do this, you get free. There's no interest for a year, kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect. So we'll just say that these are probably credit cards. Also with U.S. Bank, same thing, and Amex?
Yeah, those are yes.
Credit cards, okay.
Chase
cool.
is definitely. I don't
Chase
know what you call it with U.S. Bank.
Yeah.
Some kind of business credit card.
Okay.
And then Amex is definitely a credit card.
Yeah, that one just sounds like a credit card. okay. So what we take a look at for the business, as I kind of told you before already, is the 6 months of your most recent bank statements. We're just going to take a look in there, make sure that you know everything. You're not negative every month, and your statements are pretty healthy and you're consistent. And we take a look at the most recent tax return for the business as well. And then lastly, I'll be sending over to you a one-page application, which, you know, has general information, what's the business name, the address, all that good stuff. From there, we end up taking that information, shooting it over to the underwriting department, and then within 24 hours usually is when I can have some sort of response for you of what kind of options we're going to have available. Now, question for you. What is the minimum amount that you would be looking for? I know you were looking for 50 to 70, but if it was not possible to get 50 to 70, what would be the minimum amount?
I don't know, 25?
25, okay.
Sure. It depends on the interest rate. You know, if you gave me 25 grand, but it was going to cost me 14%,
yeah,
then that doesn't really help me because I have other resources for at 14.
Right, and you're trying to consolidate and make it cheaper on yourself.
And I'm trying to consolidate, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what I can do is shoot over my that application to you with whatever required documents that I need. When do you think you can talk to Chris and send those in to me?
Well, he may come in tonight, and so I'll leave this with on his door for him to
Perfect.
Run this stuff.
Okay.
And so, so you're gonna send me a form that I fill out and then attach the stuff that he's gonna give me and send, and then, or maybe I use the thing that he's gonna do for me and then fill in the form with that.
Right. So
okay.
What I'm going to do, yeah, is send over my one-page application. What's on it is literally just the name of the business, the address, your information, your home address, you know, the general stuff. And then on your end, all I need is 6 months of most recent bank statements as well as the tax return. And
for the previous year.
For, yeah, whatever the most recent tax return you have. Yes, correct. For 15. And from there, send it over to underwriting. They get back to me usually within 24 hours, and then that's when I'll have some options available to you. So,
okay, and how do I reach you again if I have a question?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Would you like to write my phone number?
Yes.
Yeah. It's 858.
858.
252.
252.
1499.
1499.
Yeah, and it's a direct dial.
Where is 858?
San Diego. San Diego,
oh,
California.
San Diego.
Yeah.
All right.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
This is an English company. You work for this. Oh, it's a French company. Oh, no.
English
company.
Yeah, you're correct. English.
Cardiff. It sounds English.
Cardiff, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so what I can do right now is shoot over that information to you. I'll even include my information on there. I'll have my phone number, the fax number, whatever it is, all the information. And just await those documents. When do you think you can have them in? Sometime this week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I want to make this happen.
Okay.
But I can't do anything without Chris giving me some numbers.
Right. Okay. Perfect, then. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you. You can talk to Chris or let him know what you need from him. And once I get those documents in, I will get your file started, and we'll get going.
Okay. I appreciate it, Hashem.
Absolutely. No problem here. You take care, and you have
take
a good
care.
One, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.